Hi, this is Marian Samuel from the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse in Antigua. Every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., we interview a guest about real-life issues from the Caribbean. Welcome to Lighthouse Conversations, a time to explore the issues surrounding your everyday existence. Your family, your community, your environment, your health and safety habits, your lifestyle, both physically and spiritually, will all be discussed here on Lighthouse Conversations. Let's get started and see just what we can learn to better your life. Welcome to part two of our conversation with Officer Number 26, Clinton Williams, of the Royal Police Force of Antigua and Barbuda, and we are discussing the issues that are affecting our youths and solutions for them to tap into to have a more productive and fulfilling life.
He said also in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if his people who are called by his name shall humble themselves and pray. Yes, so we need to implement prayer in school for our kids like never before. Mm-hmm. At home, I was telling my wife the other day, we need to be praying at 8 times a day. It doesn't have to be long hour prayer. Mm-hmm. It could be every 5 minutes we pray, every the hour for our family. Mm-hmm. Don't pray after a disaster come.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pray that no disaster will come. Exactly. There'll be no breaking. Right. There'll be no loss of life. Your son would be, he would not be wayward. Mm-hmm. Your daughter would not be wayward. Your son would not be victim of drugs and your daughter mm-hmm. will not be for prostitution and these things. You understand me?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or a zombie on the road mm-hmm. just looking for drugs and whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
It's frightening.
Yeah. You know, one thing you had mentioned there, I think that nobody wants to, it's right there, but nobody wants to talk about it, especially some of the cause and the effects of our effects that have on our children, is drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the marijuana, the drinking, the smoking that our youths are actually partaking in, you know, and especially when it comes to the marijuana part and the decriminalization of it with no proper structure. And our youths think they can do it at school, they can do it, you know, in public, just right there, you know, and seeing especially even adults, because it starts with the adults, and seeing them do it, the young people are like, okay, yeah, I can do it too.
It's sad. Mm-hmm. It's sad. As I said earlier, it's like doing the wrong thing
mm-hmm.
seems good, and doing right. the good thing seems wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There should be structure in every organization, in everything that we do. There's structure. Just like they're saying, alcohol is 18 years and mm-hmm. over. I think marijuana is not for everybody. It has its benefit. But anything use and abuse, it's gonna create a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So to say, let me bring the dynamics. Now, I'm having problems at home with mm-hmm. my parents.
Right.
They're not providing for me. They don't love me. I feel insecure. And I suffer from poor self-esteem. So because everything my friend does, my friends or the group of guys that I hang out with does, I do it because I want to belong to them, because I don't want to be called a fish, an anti-man, I soft, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I pierce my ears, I pierce my nose, I take a tattoo, I smoke, mm-hmm. I vandalize, I'm loud, I'm aggressive, I'm boisterous. But deep inside, that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I am pretending to be this guy when I'm with them,
mm-hmm.
and then when I'm at home, I'm a different person. And you'll be living a lie. You're living mm-hmm. a lie. So now, to help me go through my problems at home, my problems with society, because I'm afraid that they're going to know my secret.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn to drugs. I drink secretly. I smoke secretly at home. But when I'm with my friends, I mm-hmm. smoke. So I'm having issues. Mm-hmm. I'm not eating right. I'm not sleeping right. I'm paranoid. And then sooner or later, you're going to have a breakdown. A few weeks ago, I'm going to say weeks, I saw a young man and I said hello to him. He was one of my past students. And he said, right now I'm a mental patient. I said, no, do not claim that. Do not own that. I said, at the time, you probably had a depression, but don't speak that over your life. You had a depression, and that's it. You don't label yourself as a mental patient. You just have to choose what you do. You just have to depart from the part that got you into that problem. So I said, find somebody you can trust, that you can talk to about whatever is affecting you. Okay? I'll keep in prayer. I give him my number. He gave me his number so we could keep in contact.
You think that's why sometimes young people say or think that, you know, they always have that saying, like, people don't understand what I'm going through. Those analogies that you used just now.
Sometimes they say that so that you do not get deeper to the root cause of their problem. Now, get me wrong.
No.
Some persons talk or act out. And when you put them sit down and you get them to calm down and talk to them, genuinely listen to what they're saying and they open up to you. Yes. Some people act out because they need help, and some people go to persons and they get the help. While some scream for help, but they do not like the help. They like the lifestyle. So now they are the one who caused the problem, but they don't want you to know that. So they just want to look good in your eyes. Okay? So they don't really want the help. Some people call wolf, wolf, wolf. And when the wolf come, when the persons came out to help, they make fun of it. It's unfortunate. So I said to the young man, you can come out of that. Find somebody you can talk. I tell people anytime, find somebody. It doesn't have to be me. Because I can't be everywhere at the same time. I can help, but I'm willing to help. But you must be willing to get the help and follow the advice that I'm giving you. So smoking doesn't solve your problem. Now look at this. You have problem. You say you have a financial problem. But yet still, you're going to buy weed. Whether a $5 bag or $10 or $20. Or are you going to buy beers or a bottle of rum? But you have a financial problem. And I showed a young man some time back, if every week you spend, let's say $100, $200 on marijuana, by the end of the month, that's $800. By the end of the year, and sometime on days you might buy, this week you might buy $300. So within short, and you cannot plant your four trees fast enough, because if you have anything excess, you're being charged. Some people spend $20,000 a year just for drugs. That doesn't include food. Some people tell me they cannot eat without smoking a spliff. Some people cannot eat without drinking alcohol. There was a guy in the village, and he said, excuse me, buy something for me to eat, please. And I said, no, not that I didn't. He didn't need it because he has family that he can go and get. He wanted $2. And I observe him on several occasions. He begs, get the money, go and buy rum, and then he buy food. Or he go by his family to get food. And he say he cannot eat unless he drinks. He cannot eat unless he smoke. Wrong, right, wrong. And what marijuana do for some, I mean, not before all, I'm not a doctor, but I've done a few postmortem, that he actually enlarge your heart. Smut right. is in your lungs. So there always a coal, must mucus around your lungs. So persons wheeze, some people say heal them with their asthma, whatever the case may be. But some he create soot, black soot around your lungs. He's eating away your lungs, but you do not understand. There was a guy in some years back, he named himself Cancer. He's no longer with us. Smoking, constant smoking, 6 times a day, 10 times a day before they go to bed. The first thing in the morning, the last thing at night. Wherever it is, they find it. There was this guy in Orleans, Marcy. Everybody know him. Marcy would walk 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, sun up, sun high, to get his drug. He's at the hospital now. He got knocked down about 3 times.
Some wasn't so lucky. Skiddy, Stephen Oskin from Bolands, he died.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He abused marijuana, alcohol, cocaine. He got knocked down. He died. A few guys in Bolands sit from sunrise to sunset, drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol consumed them.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, what you sow, what
that's
you reap.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take it back by force, by putting the things in place for our sons and daughters to follow, and we have to set the example.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to say this, a few birthday parties that have gone for young children, young Pikinaga, let's put it like
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
and the amount of alcohol that is there. What are you teaching your
mm-hmm.
child?
Mm-hmm.
We give consent verbally and nonverbal.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes say yes and sometimes say no, and we just don't say anything. So the child think that it is norm. When mommy doesn't say anything, it's
right.
okay. Or when daddy doesn't say anything, it's okay. He didn't say nothing. She didn't say nothing. And sometimes parents are too caught up being on social media.
Mm-hmm.
They're all about
yeah.
their looks, their image outside, but their morality living is out of alignment with
mm-hmm.
God. And how can you be out of alignment with your Creator and want everyone
yes.
else to be in alignment with you?
Mm-hmm.
Or following your instructions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to set, that's why we have to humble ourselves. When we humble ourselves, we cannot be wrong and strong. And that's what our society is trying to become or have become.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong, right. They're wrong, but they're right.
Mm-hmm.
And you are right, but you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We see now creeping in that I saw that persons has done some alteration to their bodies, and they are saying, if you are born a man, you are a man. If you are born a woman, you are a woman. And it's like, some make excuses that they have been raped, and then I love men. They have been molested, so that's why they love men. And it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. It is wrong.
Do not allow nobody, I'm saying this to our sons and daughters, do not allow no one, no male, no female, no teacher, no parent, to exploit you in no shape or any form. It doesn't matter that they're feeding you. Nobody has a right to rob you of your innocence.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Stay pure for God. Stay pure for your husband. Stay pure for your wife. Stay pure so that you does not turn to drugs, alcohol, or violence
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
as a means of escape or a way of crime.
How could you encourage parents to approach and confirm the needs of their children? How can parents look at their children and say, okay, pinpoint, this is going to affect them. That is going to,
well,
to see that.
Every week, or let's say not every week, every day, find out how your child is doing.
Okay.
Talk to your child that he or she can come to you. You cannot be too busy for your child or children. Have that avenue that, hey, if you want to talk to me, let me know. Let me know everything that is happening. Like I tell my daughter, whether you're having a good day or a bad day, tell me mm-hmm. everything and tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Only when you tell me the truth, I can able to help you.
Mm-hmm.
If you lie to me, I'll be working off a deception.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
deception lead to destruction. Because I'm going to make myself a fool. I'm going to look like a fool
mm-hmm.
based on what you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the truth.
Right.
So honesty is the best policy. So we have to cultivate. We have to practice what we're telling our children and maintain that. Now, sad to say this, sometimes
mm-hmm.
parents are the culprits for this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They create the monster. Meaning
sure.
that Let's say you have a creditor out there.
Mm-hmm.
He or she comes to maybe collect the rent.
Mm.
Your car is there. The landlord or the meager man or somebody comes
mm-hmm.
to retrieve the cash.
Mm-hmm.
And the person, the child going, or you may hear the recognize the voice
mm-hmm.
or see the person through your inside, because you
mm-hmm.
could see outside clearly,
mm-hmm.
but they
mm-hmm.
can't see you. And they tell the child, tell them,
Minade. Or I'm sleeping. You're training, teaching the child to lie. So just as if you're teaching the child to lie for you, the child is going to lie to you.
Exactly.
And then it become a habit.
Yes.
It become a pattern. Mm-hmm. It becomes so part of them that they don't know when to tell the truth. And you know, don't know how to believe them because, as they say, guavana beer lime.
That's the first time I'm hearing that one.
Yes. So now you have to clear the table. Start on a new page. Say, you know what? Hey. And reason with your child. What parents need to do is to say, you know, hi. I always tell my daughter, I'm not always right.
Right.
You're not always right. But the Bible tells us in a multitude of counsel, there is wisdom. So therefore, if I've done something wrong, I would say, you know, I said something wrong and I think I offend you or you feel offended. I'm sorry. Forgive me and move on. Let's move on together. Talk to me. So daily communication, daily communication, conversation with your child or children about their day's event at school, the activities, what happened, what significant happened or what insignificant happened. Like my daughter called, I talked to her constant, and she told me that, Dad, I was so upset. I said, what happened? A boy called her and tell her, hey, Katana, look something on the phone. Can't see where the phone. And when she went over, she was so upset and annoyed, but she held her composure. So I said to her, in the future, anyone tells you to come and see, tell them you're not interested. It's okay. Because your eye is a gate. It can contaminate you. Your ears is a gate. So refuse to hear negative things. Refuse to take part in looking at negative things because you observe them. If you're not strong enough, so it all boil back to the home where mommy and daddy has to be truthful, practicing to tell the truth at all times, doing the right things at all times, being accountable at all times, so your child or children would follow suit. So daily conversation with your children, because it's a plant. I'm a farmer. So every day, if it doesn't rain, I water my plants. I bless my plants. I want to see them watered because if they're not watered enough, the sun comes up, it's gonna suck the energy. So I need to invest. I need to keep them cool. I need to keep them covered. So that's why likewise to our children, we need to keep them cool, collective, accountable, respectful, responsible, so that they will be productive and successful, progressive, continually. So we have to set the trend. We are the trendsetter. Parents are the trendsetters. And I've seen sometime how some moms or dads operate the kids, operate the same way. And people are just shacking up. Person standards were more higher. Now anything goes. I talked to somebody the other day and she said, nobody really love, they just prefer cope, make out, because of certain circumstances. I wouldn't want nobody to love me because what I have or what I can do for them. I would genuinely love a person because of their standards, their qualities, that they'll be there for me. I could share a cup of tea with them and they could share a cup of tea with me and we sit down. We feel good as if she has her own cup and I have my own cup. Rather than she want the whole cup for herself and I get, no, I want the cup for myself. Selfishness, greed, and that create the problem.
And our children are looking at all these things.
You
are tuned to Lighthouse Conversation. And with me in the studio is Officer Number 26, Clinton Williams of the Royal Police Force of Antigua and Barbuda. And we are having a conversation on the most vulnerable in our society, our youths, and how we can effectively, as adults and a society, be of assistance to them. The last time you were here, we spoke about transferring of knowledge mm-hmm. when where parents are afraid to mention and explain certain topics with their children for fear they might actually want to experience or go and do it on their own. But shouldn't it be a case where parents look at it as they are informing and safeguarding their children? We see how society is going. They're basically teaching our children. You tell them one thing, you go to school, they're hearing something different. They're going to the supermarket, they're hearing something different.
Yeah, that is so important. You're actually teaching your child how to be a progressive, successful young lady, young man. Communication is the key to every successful relationship. The more we dialogue, the more I know better of you and mm-hmm. you know better of me. Mm-hmm. And then I know what your qualities are, I know what you like, so therefore I would not do what you do not like. So therefore, and more so, what I don't like for myself, I must not give you. Mm-hmm. And likewise, what you don't like for yourself, you cannot give, because it would be a double standard. Mm-hmm. Why should I want big for me and little for you? Mm-hmm. We should share it.
Yes.
So if he's six, you get three big and I get three big, mm-hmm. rather than I take all and you get none. Communication is a key element. It must be cleared. It must be consistent. It must be persistent. Doing the right thing, saying the right thing, being at the right place at the right time so that you could be accountable and therefore you keep yourself out of trouble. So, sex. Tell your kids exactly what they need to know. Mm-hmm. Answer the question. Like my daughter, question her.
Mm-hmm.
She knows. Mm-hmm. So she knows that, and strange enough, because I've told her from a baby stage, mm-hmm. whether she's having a good day or bad day, tell me everything. Tell me the truth. She communicate to me mm-hmm, a lot. Right. She tell me anything. Mm-hmm. And I every day tell her I'm proud of mm-hmm. her. I mm-hmm. tell her that she's special mm-hmm. and that she's beautiful. So she would not be afraid to talk to me about any subject matter.
Mm-hmm. Why should we concern ourselves with telling them to be careful what to watch, who to watch?
It's important because there are a lot of wolf in sheep clothing mm-hmm. on social media. Mm-hmm. There are lots of good people there, but persons are manipulative. They could have, somebody can take a picture of you,
mm-hmm.
create a Facebook account, an Instagram account. Mm-hmm. It looks like you, but it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
So they can destroy, manipulate, okay. or cause, because there was something some years back going on that a child was looking somewhere in the States, that she was looking at a particular program, and she would hear stuff telling her, she would just get a connection with whatever she's looking at to do a particular thing. Uh-huh. And in our society, we have what you call truth or dare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They would manipulate and tell you, if you want to be popular, if you're a virgin, you have to lose your virginity.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have sites where they tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You should prove what you do, and they pay you to do what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So people get enticed mm-hmm. with these things, which lead them to destruction. Also, social media is very informative. Some of it is very informative and productive, while some, when your child, after viewing, they feel less than, rather than they should feel more than,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it could cripple them. Some kids, after they go on social media because they have been bullied,
mm-hmm.
ridiculed, and the sad things about it is whatever you put on social media, even though you erase it off your phone, mm-hmm. it's there for everybody else to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's there on the web, the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
So I've spoken to a few parent, and their sons, their daughters, they have posed nude part of their bodies, and these are like underage kids,
mm-hmm.
post pictures for friends, or post for likes on Pornhub, all sorts of stuff. We must shun all appearance of evil.
Mm-hmm.
and take back the nations of Antigua and Barbuda for Jesus Christ.
That's true. That's right.
And not just Antigua, but for the Caribbean, the region, and the world. Mm-hmm. That he said that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no real peace. There's no real joy. There's no real fulfillment without having a relationship with your Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Without him, we are nothing. But with him, we are more than conquerors.
Yes.
With him, we can overcome insecurities, poor self-esteem, and we can come off our high horse of pride and be humble, just be thankful, just be teachable, just to be usable for God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like something amazing happened. Every day is an amazing day. I went to retrieve some lumber for a friend of mine. He's doing some construction. And while I was exiting the facility, there was a young man. He asked me if I could give him a ride. And where am I going? So I say, I'm going wrong south.
Mm-hmm.
And I give him the ride. Mm-hmm. So he asked me if I'm going to take a shortcut. I said, no, I'll drop you straight out on the main road. And then I would go my way.
Mm-hmm.
So while I stop, I decide to check the back to see how the material is. If it's still the same, it wasn't. It was just inches away from hitting the glass. The back glass, the rear glass. So I said, I need something. It was tied down, but the weight of it is more in the back. So it's tilting to the front. So I said, I need something to keep it down. So I saw some blacks. So he said, he doesn't like to take things that is not his. So he went looking for a stone.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought the stone. And I drive a little, and I saw two more stone. And he helped me, was intact, he did not move. And I gave him a token of appreciation. And I said, thank you very much for your assistance. And he created a smile on his face. I feel good that he helped me. I felt good that I gave him the ride with no strings attached.
Right.
He went on his journey. He said, this is enough. So I said, okay, take care of yourself. He's doing some studies. He was supposed to be in college, but he didn't have all the requisites. Qualification at the time to enter the college, so he's going back. So I said, I wish him all the best. And later that day, while I finished, delivered the material, I was just lingering there for a few minutes, and then two tourists came up and they say, can we get to OJ's on the beach? And I said, no, you cannot walk on the beach because that side is water and it's stone and rocks and so on. So it's too rugged and it's getting late. He would not get there now. So I said, I can take you. And I tell him who I am. And I say, it's just a few minutes. I say, you can walk maybe 20 minutes, depending upon how fast you walk. But it's like 20, 30 minutes. It's short distance, but... And then he asked me how much for the fare, and I said, no, it's okay. It's free. I'm just giving you a ride. And when they exited the vehicle, they tell me thanks, and his girlfriend called on him. She said she called his name, and then he gave me a token. Now, I said that to say this, the good that you do comes along. I did not do it for anything. I gave them a free ride, but because of what I did for them, he gave me a token of appreciation. And what the young man did for me all year, I gave him a token of appreciation. And he was happy. So now, God has blessed us to be a blessing, not just to our own family, but to everyone that we come into contact with, whether they're Antiguan and Barbuda, or from the region, or from the international. We are here to do good. He said, this is the day that the Lord has made, that we must rejoice and be glad in it. We cannot change yesterday, but rectify today. Do good today, so that good would follow you, and good would follow your family and your children, wherever they go, whether they go to the States, England, Canada, America, Africa to study, for work, whatever the case may be.
Great way to close off this segment of Lighthouse Conversation. Join us again next week for part 3, our final conversation with Officer Number 26, Clinton Williams of the Royal Police Force of Antigua and Barbuda. Thanks for listening in on our conversation. We trust that it was beneficial to you
as you continue to develop a more meaningful life. Do you have a topic or a guest you would like us to have a conversation with for a future episode on Lighthouse Conversations? We would love to hear your suggestions. Send us a mail at Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, P.O. Box 1057, St. John's, Antigua, or Lighthouse, B-I-M-I, at gmail.com, or give us a call at area code 268-462-1454, or send us a message via WhatsApp or text at area code 268-782-1454. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear Lighthouse Conversations Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. If you're in Antigua, you can listen at 92.3 MHz FM. If you're in the Caribbean, you can listen at 1160 kHz AM or listen online at www.radiolighthouse.org from anywhere in the world. Or you can subscribe to this podcast. Looking forward to having you join us next time. Bye-bye.